Now, senior members of the Killeen organised crime gang are known to have strong connections with Dubai for several years. The desert in the Arabian Gulf has often been described as a safe haven for them and other international criminals who are wanted by authorities in their native countries. However, when US sanctions and similar measures by the United Arab Emirates were announced last year against the Irish crime gang, it raised questions about just how much protection the Killeens would still have in the UAE and whether they would flee elsewhere. Well, for more on this, I'm joined in studio by the Sunday Times Ireland security editor, John Mooney. John, thanks for coming in to studio. I suppose, firstly, just looking at Dubai, why is it a haven for criminals? And are the connections still as strong for the Killeens, particularly senior members, in light of the events of the last year, particularly those US sanctions?
Well, Dubai is home to Russian kleptocrats, Afghan warlords, drug trafficking cartels and terrorist groups. So it's an unusual place because the Emirates, it sits at the intersection between trade in the Far East and Central Asia and Europe. So the Killeens have been there for a number of years, and in those years they have forged quite solid relationships and built alliances with some of the ruling elites out there. So at the moment, some of the companies that they are believed to be the beneficial controllers of, you have quite well-connected family members sitting on the boards of these institutions and companies. So these aren't small enterprises. These are quite substantial, big businesses. So they're very well protected out there. And indeed, that is why we haven't really seen any significant action by the Emirati authorities against them.
And I suppose that was leading to my question. I suppose the fact that the UAE were taking the action, or saying they were, but just the commitment to, I suppose, handing over criminals, and also the frustration here, a reported frustration among Gardaí in terms of getting to the cartel?
So I think, well, you've got to understand the guards are part of an alliance now between many European police forces, American law enforcement, and indeed Australian law enforcement. So the Killeens are just one of many groups operating in that region. When the sanctions were initially announced, part of the cartel fled and they relocated to various Gulf states, and there was various attempts by them to travel indeed into Asia, but they seem to have moved back into the Gulf area. Now, the latest intelligence on the Killeen family itself would suggest, or would indicate, that they're living between Dubai and Abu Dhabi, but they're openly meeting and consorting with people, but possibly moving on a fairly frequent basis. It's important to understand that these people have families and children. It's not that easy for them to up sticks and go, but they are managing to do that. And it's also very important to understand that the Emirates are it's a regime that controls it. It's one of the most heavily policed areas of the world to crush any sort of political opposition. So they know what's going on within their own borders. And indeed, it kind of defies logic to suggest that they wouldn't know where these people are at any one time.
And the interest here primarily in the Killeens is relating to the drug trade and also the Killeen-Hutch feud. But their interests, their business interests, are widespread, and the threats that they're seen to pose to many countries, with much intelligence covering them right across globally.
It's hard to overstate the type of criminal activity that this particular group are involved in. So they're involved in drug dealing, they're involved in money laundering, they're also involved in arms trafficking, but they've also forged alliances with terrorist groups such as Hezbollah. They've become involved with Iranian intelligence and indeed have organised state-sponsored assassinations for Iran within the European Union. So they pose many different problems, and there are a lot of competing interests within law enforcement and indeed the intelligence services now in how you deal with this group and how you stop them, because they're not just criminals anymore. They've morphed and transitioned into something else.
And just finally, the focus on that recent arrest of the Killeen senior figure Liam Byrne in Mallorca, it was described by Gardaí as a significant development in the international efforts to dismantle the operations of the Killeens, and of this organised crime group. But while it's often perceived to be a small group, it is in fact much larger than many people realise.
There are hundreds of people possibly involved in this, and involved in various aspects of it. And they're based right across the world. They're in Europe, they're in Asia, they're in parts of South America and probably North America and across the Middle East. So whilst you have to approach these issues with a kind of a contradictory view, while Liam Byrne's arrest and his potential extradition to the UK is a really important success for the guards and their law enforcement partners abroad. That individual is only one particular cog in a very, very big machine. And that, again, this all goes back to money. These are entrepreneurially very powerful and well-connected criminals. And certainly one or two arrests isn't going to lead to the disbandment.
Okay, John Mooney, the Sunday Times Ireland security editor, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us.